Will the House come to order? Will the members indicate their presence by voting? Has any member failed to vote? Would the clerk take the roll?
31 members present.
We have a quorum present to conduct business. Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. There are several members who are excused from the call of the House this morning. Representative Davis, Representative Kopanen, Representative Frank, Representative... That's it. Everybody else is here.
Our chaplain today is Reverend E. David Spencer, the Shepherd of the Valley Lutheran Church. Would the members please rise for the invocation?
Let us pray. O Lord our God, the architect and creator even of this beautiful and magnificent corner of the planet we call Alaska, we thank you for the beginning of a gift of 168 hours, 7 days we call a week. Bless, we pray, this body of men and women who serve as the custodians of our great state's common good. May the legislation that is proposed and enacted this week reflect an imaginative and creative desire to bring order, hope, and prosperity to we the people. We pray to you and in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, recognizing that you are not an absentee landlord, but that our prayers are matched by the power of your presence in our lives. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Representative Collins, would you lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Representative Martin.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to move and ask unanimous consent prayer be spread on the journal.
Are there any objections as to having the prayer spread across the journal? Hearing no objections, so ordered. Would the clerk please certify the journal for the 61st, the 62nd, and the 63rd legislative day?
As Chief Clerk, I certify as to the correctness of the journal for the 61st, the 62nd, and the 63rd days.
Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent that the House journals for the 61st, 62nd, and 63rd legislative days, as certified by the Chief Clerk, be approved.
Are there any objections as to the correctness of the journals before you? Hearing no objections, the journals stand approved. Do we have any guests for introduction today? Representative Herman.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I have several guests in Gallery A from the City of Unalaska, Nancy Gross, Zane Henning, Dennis Robinson, and Gary Daly. Please help me welcome them.
Representative Hanley.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Also in Gallery A, Representative Pearson, I have a constituent, the past president of AGC, Mr. Pat Stewart.
Any further guests for introduction? That brings us down to messages from the governor.
Dear Representative Grusendorf, on this date I have signed the following bill and am transmitting the engrossed and enrolled copies to the Lieutenant Governor's office for permanent filing. Senate Committee Substitute for a Committee Substitute for House Bill Number 356, Resources, relating to the authority of the Alaska Public Utilities Commission in connection with certain activities of the Alaska Power Authority. Certain agreements among certain public utilities in calculating power cost equalization relating to certain meetings between the Alaska Power Authority and public utilities and providing for an effective date. Chapter number 11, SLA 1988. Signed sincerely, Steve Cooper, Governor. I have no further messages from the Governor, Mr. Speaker.
Messages from the Senate.
I have none, Mr. Speaker.
Is there any other communications that should come before this body?
I have none, Mr. Speaker.
This brings us down the daily order of business to reports of standing committees.
The Finance Committee has considered House Concurrent Resolution 46 relating to a Copper River toll road. Recommends it be replaced with Committee Substitute for House Concurrent Resolution 46 Finance with the same title. Recommends it do pass and attaches a zero note with analysis. The report was signed by Porcheau Vice Chair. Concurring, Porcheau, Rieger, Wallace, Boyer, Swackhammer, and Brown. House Concurrent Resolution Number 46 has no further referral. The Judiciary Committee has considered House Bill 229, Homicide by Abuse, recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for House Bill 229, Judiciary, with a new title, recommends it do pass and attaches a zero fiscal note. Report was signed by Sund Chairman, signed concurring, Sund, Ulmer, Grunberg, Taylor, Navarre, and Cotton. House Bill 229 has a further referral to the Finance Committee. The Judiciary Committee has considered House Bill 323, Testimony of Children in Certain Criminal Proceedings, recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for House Bill 323, Judiciary, with the same title, recommends it do pass, attaches a zero note and a zero note with analysis. The report was signed by Sund Chairman, concurring, Sund, Grunberg, Taylor, Barnes, Navarre, and Ulmer. House Bill 323 has a further referral to the Finance Committee. The Judiciary Committee has considered House Bill 344, Physically and Mentally Disabled Persons, recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for House Bill 344, Hess, with a new title, recommends it do pass. Report was signed by Sund Chairman, concurring, Sund, Ulmer, Grunberg, Taylor, and Navarre. House Bill 344 has no further referral. The State Affairs Committee has considered House Bill 348, Composition of the Medicaid Rate Commission, recommends it do pass. Report was signed by Ulmer Chairman, concurring, Davidson, Menard, Martin, and Boucher. Ulmer has no recommendation. House Bill 348 has a further referral to the Hess Committee. The Finance Committee has considered House Bill 384, Unemployment Insurance, recommends it do pass. Report was signed by the Vice Chair, Porchot, concurring, Porchot, Gall, Rieger, Boyer, Wallace, and Swackhammer. Brown has no recommendation. House Bill 384 has no further referral. The Finance Committee has considered House Bill 386, Rewards to Promote the Apprehension and Conviction of Certain Offenders, recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for House Bill 386, Judiciary, with a new title, recommends it do pass and attaches a zero note with analysis. The report was signed by the Vice Chair, Porchot, concurring, Porchot, Gall, Swackhammer, Boyer, Rieger, and Wallace. House Bill 386 has no further referral. The Finance Committee has considered House Bill 387, making a special appropriation to the Department of Public Safety for a reward program to promote the apprehension and conviction of persons who violate certain alcohol control laws. Recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for House Bill 387, Judiciary, with a new title. Recommends it do pass. Report was signed by Porchot, Vice Chair, concurring, Porchot, Gall, Swackhammer, Boyer, Rieger, and Wallace. House Bill 387 has no further referral. The Judiciary Committee has considered House Bill 388, Irradiated Food, recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for House Bill 388, Hess, with the same title, and recommends it do pass and also recommends an additional referral to the Finance Committee. The report was signed by Sund Chairman, signing do pass, Sund, Ulmer, Taylor, Barnes, and Navarre. Grunberg has no recommendation. House Bill 388 has no further referral.
House Bill 388 picked up a fiscal note in Judiciary, thus will be assigned to the Finance Committee.
The Hess Committee has considered House Bill 530, relating to the establishment and operation of a state boarding school by the Department of Education, and reports it back without recommendation. The report was signed by the co-chairs, Kopanen and Ellis, signing do pass, Kopanen, having no recommendation, Hudson, Donnelly, Hanley, Phillips, and Ellis. House Bill 530 has a further referral to the Finance Committee. The State Affairs Committee has considered Senate Joint Resolution 65, Over the Horizon Backscatter Radar Systems, and recommends it do pass. Report was signed by Ulmer Chairman, concurring, Ulmer, Boucher, Menard, Hoffman, Davidson, and Martin. Senate Joint Resolution Number 65 has no further referral. The Transportation Committee has considered Senate Bill 347 amended, Regulation of Motorboat Motor Repairs, and reports it back without recommendation. The report was signed by Cato Chairman, signing do pass, Springer and Cato. Having no recommendation, Miller, Hudson, and Boucher. Senate Bill 347 has a further referral to the State Affairs Committee. I have no further standing committee reports, Mr. Speaker.
Reports of special committees.
I have none, Mr. Speaker.
This brings us down to introduction of citations and resolutions.
A citation honoring Renee Nielsen, pioneer aviator and instructor extraordinaire, by Representative Menard.
Rules for calendaring.
House Joint Resolution 69 by the Judiciary Committee relating to the maintenance of the U.S. Forest Service offices in Petersburg.
One standing committee, resources.
I have no further resolutions for introduction, Mr. Speaker.
Introduction, first reading, and reference to House bills.
I have none, Mr. Speaker.
This brings us down to the daily calendar. Would the clerk please read the first item on that calendar?
House Bill 374 by the State Affairs Committee. The State Affairs Committee has considered the bill, recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for House Bill 374, State Affairs, with a new title, recommends it do pass, attaches a zero fiscal note and a zero note with analysis. Report was signed by Omer Chairman, assigning do pass, Omer Hoffman, Menard, Boucher, Martin, Donnelly, and Davidson. The Judiciary Committee has considered the resolution at the bill, recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for House Bill 374, Judiciary, with a new title, and recommends it do pass. Report was signed by Sun Chairman, concurring Barnes, Sund, Omer, Taylor, Grunberg, and Navarre. Cotton has no recommendation. The Finance Committee has considered the bill and recommends it be replaced with a Judiciary Committee substitute and recommends as follows. Report was signed by Adams Chairman, signing do pass, Adams, Swackhammer, Wallace, Frank, and Brown. Having no recommendation, Larson, Rieger, Gall, Davis, and Horschow. I have two committee substitutes on my desk, Mr. Speaker.
Having two committee substitutes, Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent that the House adopt the Judiciary Committee substitute for House Bill 374.
Are there any objections as to the adoption of the CS Judiciary? Hearing no objections, the committee substitute Judiciary has been adopted. Does the clerk have any further pending amendments upon her desk?
No, Mr. Speaker.
Having no further amendments, Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent that the Judiciary Committee substitute for House Bill 374 be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading, and placed on final passage.
Are there any objections to the motion to advance from second to third reading? Hearing no objection, would the clerk please give that bill its third reading?
Committee substitute for House Bill 374, Judiciary, by the Judiciary Committee. An act relating to selection and maintenance of the jury list.
Third reading, under debate. Is there any debate?
Question.
You ready for the question? The question is, shall committee substitute for House Bill 374, Judiciary, pass the House? Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Would the clerk lock the roll? Does any member desire to change his or her vote? Would the clerk tally the board?
37 yeas, no nays.
Committee substitute for House Bill 374, Judiciary, has passed the House. We have some citations on today's calendar. Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. We have three citations on the calendar today. I move and ask unanimous consent they be adopted by the House. First honors Ken Humphreys. The second honors volunteers for the Iditarod Sled Dog Race. And the third in memoriam, Carl E. Lane.
Are there any objections as to the adoption of these citations on today's calendar? Hearing no objections, the citations have been approved. This brings us down to unfinished business. Is there any unfinished business to come before this body? Representative Pershaw.
Mr. Speaker, could we have a brief at ease?
Would the House stand at ease? Will the House come back to order? Before the at ease, we had just entered into unfinished business. Representative Pershaw.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would like to move and ask unanimous consent that we bring up CS for House Bill 293 rules at this time.
Okay. Reconsideration being brought up, the bill is before us on the board in third reading and under debate. Representative Pourchaud.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Since our last debate, there have been a couple of amendments that have been brought to light. I would like to move and ask unanimous consent that we return to second reading for the purpose of considering amendment number four.
Are there any objections? Any objections? Hearing no objection, the bill is before us in second reading. Would the clerk make reference to amendment number four?
Amendment number four by Martin, Pourchaud, and Grunberg, and it starts on page 5 after line 13, and it has been placed on each member's desk.
Representative Pourchaud?
I would move amendment number four.
Okay, it's been moved. Are there any objections? Any objections to amendment number four? Hearing no objections, amendment number four has been adopted. The bill is back in third reading and under debate. Representative Pourchaud.
Mr. Speaker, I would move and ask unanimous consent that we return to second reading for purpose of considering amendment number five.
Are there any objections to the motion to move back to second reading? Hearing no objection, the bill is back before us in second reading. Would the clerk make reference to Amendment Number 5?
Amendment Number 5 by Martin, Porcheau, and Grunberg, and it starts on page 5 after line 13 also, and it's been placed on each member's desk.
Representative Porcheau.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This change has been suggested by my colleague from Mountain View that would make a conforming amendment to another section of the bill to conform with two of the amendments that were adopted or that are contained in the bill previously. I would move Amendment Number 5.
Amendment Number 5 has been moved. Are there any objections? Any objections? Hearing no objections, Amendment Number 5 has been adopted. The bill is back before us in third reading and under debate. Are you ready for the question? The question is, shall committee substitute for House Bill 293, rules amended, pass the House? Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Would the clerk lock the roll? Does any member desire to change his or her vote? Would the clerk tally the board?
37 yeas, no nays.
Committee substitute for House Bill 293, rules amended, has passed the House on reconsideration. Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call on final passage on reconsideration be considered the roll call on the effective date.
Are there any objections as to the adoption of the effective date clause? Hearing no objection, the effective date clause has been adopted. Unfinished business. Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. We have several requests for excused absence. I move and ask unanimous consent that the following members be excused from the call of the House. Representative Kopanen from 2:30 in the afternoon, Tuesday, March 22, until plain time, Monday, March 28. Representative Davis from 2:30 in the afternoon, Tuesday, March 22, until plain time, Monday, March 28. And Representative Wallace all day Wednesday, March 16, through all day Friday, March 18.
Are there any objections? Hearing no objection, those members listed off by the Majority Leader are excused from the call of the House. Any further unfinished business? Representative Springer.
House Bill 429, an act relating to an optional exemption from municipal property taxation, was held over from Friday and will be heard this afternoon in the CRA committee.
Okay. Any further? This brings us down to committee announcements, standing or special. Representative Brown.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The House Finance Subcommittee on House Bill 137, which relates to the Public Offices Commission and campaign financing, will meet immediately after session in the House Finance Room.
Representative Miller.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. In your committee bulletin for the Economic Recovery Joint Committee, there is a subcommittee meeting on resource development for Alaska bottom fish plan at 3 o'clock. However, the room was not listed. It's room 17 of the Capitol building.
Okay. Representative Springer.
The House Community and Regional Affairs committee meeting scheduled for Friday, March 18th is canceled, and the two bills, 314 and 486, will be taking up the next Monday.
Okay. Representative Sund.
Mr. Speaker, House Bill 432, an act relating to Alaska Housing Finance Corporation, is up today. HFC is unable to make it, so we'll hold that bill over till tomorrow.
Representative Cotton.
Mr. Speaker, this may have already been announced, but the subcommittee on HJR 44, open meetings, constitutional amendment, will meet this afternoon at 3:30 in the House Resources Committee room.
Any further standing or special committee announcements? General announcements. Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. On Monday, March 21st, the National Conference of State Legislatures has arranged to have three or four experts in the field of child care and early childhood education address members of the legislature. The presenters will include Senator Charlie Bruner, a Democrat of Iowa, Representative June Leonard, Democrat from the state of Washington. These are state legislators. Ann Mitchell, the Bank Street College, New York, and Larry Schweinhart, the Vice President of High Scope Educational Research Foundation. The location will be announced.
Okay. Any further announcements? Representative Ellis.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The Children's Caucus is back on its regular schedule and will meet tomorrow at noon in the Butrovich Room. The agenda will include a discussion of residential housing services for youth and also a detailed discussion of the governor's budget recommendations from the Interim Commission on Children and Youth.
Okay. Representative Ulmer.
Thank you. This week at the Bill Egan Forum, which is held Tuesday at noon in the Gold Room of the Baranoff Hotel, Peter Grunstein from Anchorage, who is the Democratic candidate for the U.S. House of Representatives, will be speaking. That's tomorrow at noon. Thank you.
Any further announcements? Special orders? Representative Springer.
Mr. Speaker, I'd like to have the privilege of the floor to talk on some effects of alcohol control in rural Alaska.
Are there any objections? Hearing no objections, proceed, Representative.
We have had a lot of news in the press, newspapers, and so on about the good effect local option has had on villages which voted themselves dry or controlled alcohol. The results are indeed encouraging. There are a lot of good news from this sector. And we also have right now under consideration further legislation which involves stiffer penalties for bootleggers and control of violations of alcohol imports and possession in those villages. And I think that's good news. But I have not heard very much about the bad side effects it has. And it's not all good news. I think we are forgetting what happens to those towns that are surrounded by dry villages and remain wet. And I pick as an example Nome. Recently, Kotzebue has voted dry. A lot of the villages around Seward Peninsula are dry. Bethel is dry. And what we have seen is a very extreme influx of drinking folks. And we have to wait a minute and consider what effect that has on those people in those communities. It has taken on pretty drastic proportions. The people that want to drink are not all of a sudden dry. They scrape their last penny up and go to Nome. They don't have a return fare. They drink. They stay with other people. They pile in with relatives, and some of them don't. They just stay on the street. We have had incidences where they go to the hospital and raise holy hell in there. They go out to jail. That jail is overcrowded with more serious cases. We have neglected to look at the second aspect of going dry, and that is those communities I just mentioned. In a rare display of unity a week ago, the churches, bar owners, and citizens of Nome have realized that problem, and they have formed a nonprofit organization trying to get an old-fashioned drunk tank together, some facility to get those people off the street, to get them away from bothering other people. The incidences of just vandalism, traffic violations, rape, suicide, and all social effects with it are really increasing very strongly. I don't think we can forget that, and when it comes to budget time the many social programs need to be funded, I think we should have some sympathy for the situation those towns find themselves in and try to solve the problem, not just for themselves, but the problems that have been created from the people in the surrounding areas. Thank you.
Any further special orders? Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. We're going to be meeting 4 days this week. Tomorrow is next meeting at 10 in the morning. So I move and ask unanimous consent that the House stand in adjournment until Tuesday at 10.
Tuesday at 10.